So, first of all, can you remind our listeners what the situation is with the Landmark Arts Centre, please?
Yes, hi. We're housed in that huge old church down by the lock on the road from sort of Kingston up towards Richmond. And this May marks our 25th year as an arts centre since it was saved by a group of local folk from it being a wreck. We're a charity, so we're not there to make loads of sort of profit, and we get no funding. So we live on the sales of the tickets for our classes and our gigs and our fairs. So when we were forced to close our doors, we began to burn through cash, essentially, quite fast. And it looked like we would have to close up, basically shut the doors round about now. We're actually like so many other venues currently. We're not in the same league, but on the news a few nights ago, there was a piece about very famous places like the Old Vic, the Albert Hall, the Globe. They've all got the same issue as us. We're all fighting to actually live.
So how is the fundraising going?
About 5 weeks ago, we launched a shout out for funds. We had a fantastic response from local people. We've raised just over £40,000 in a little over 5 weeks. I'd like to give a huge thanks to everyone who's really kindly given. But we need to raise more. How much more is uncertain because, of course, we don't know when the rules mean we can open for gigs and fairs again, which of course mean that social distancing rules need to be changed. But I would estimate that for us to get to sort of late autumn time when we hope the rules will change, we need another £40,000. In the meantime, we've started to put some classes online, seeking to do more of those. They seem very, very sort of popular, but it's the fairs and the events that we're actually missing. So that's why we need to carry on raising funds, and that's where Rockin' the Lockin' comes in.
Now, before we get into that, are funds still coming in at a constant rate, or has the amount of donations sort of stalled a bit? Is it decelerating?
That's a good question. We had a real good burst in the first few weeks, and now it's basically sort of plateaued off. So we might get a couple of checks a week. And that's why we need to basically have another burst, because it's all about keeping it in the front of people's mind.
So if you don't get that other burst, how long do you think you'll be able to go on for?
At the moment, with the government furlough, that's a big if, we can go to end of September. At that point, really, there is no cash left, and we've still got bills to pay, like the insurance for the building, which we have to have. So at that stage, we have to basically just totally close up. And as a charity, we're not allowed to become insolvent, so we have to take a few steps prior to that. I really don't think it's going to take place, but it might do. It may very well do.
So in that spirit, can you tell me a bit about Rockin' the Lockin'?
Yeah, Rockin' the Lockin'. It's an event being done for us by some wonderful people in the area who did this about 4 weeks ago to raise funds for the Crossroads Care group. And they've agreed to do it again for us. So along the theme of 25, it being our 25th anniversary, they've got 25 acts, all of them are local, each doing a 25-minute set from their homes, live on Zoom and streamed on Facebook. So in total, it's about 12 and a half hours of music with a huge range of styles, blues, pop, rap, folk, soul, R&B, a violinist. So it's really something for everyone. It's free to watch, and we are, of course, encouraging people as they watch to give some money to the Landmark. That's why we're actually doing this. But it should be really, really good. It would be unfair of me to pick out any particular act, but there are one or two quite well-known acts. One I think, I can't really say it. One is really, really fantastic, and we're very pleased to have him there. But they're all brilliant. It's a great way for us to raise funds. It's also a great chance for these wonderful acts to reach a different sort of audience. So if you play or you sing, then you know, the joy comes from you being able to want to play for others to hear. That's obviously quite difficult with the pubs and the clubs and the sort of concert halls being closed. So it's a wonderful opportunity for all our acts to actually play, and everyone will, I'm sure, think they're wonderful, and I will too. It starts at 11:30 on Saturday the 23rd, just before lunchtime. You need to visit facebook.com/rockinthelockin, and it's quite widely publicised on social media. So please, please, please tune in.
So it's the Landmark's 25th anniversary on Monday. What are you going to do to mark it?
Right, well, that's 2 days after Rockin' the Lockin. We become 25 years old on May the 25th, and we launched the Landmark 25 Challenge, which we want as many people to be involved in as we possibly can. Because we're an arts sort of centre, we're asking people to choose any challenge related to the arts. So it could be singing, dancing, playing an instrument, yoga, comedy, Pilates, painting, drawing, whatever. And the challenge for people is to do an activity linked to the number 2 and 5. So that could be something over 25 days or for 25 minutes or two and a half minutes. But we're asking them to let their minds go free and think of something that they can do as a creative piece. Asking their friends and family to sponsor them. And share that challenge on social media. So film yourself and send it to us on Twitter, tagging in at Landmark Arts or hashtag Landmark 25 Challenge, and nominate friends and family. It's going to run for 25 days with the aim of raising £25,000. So if you want to find out more, please go to landmarkartscentre.org, where there's lots of ideas about ways you can get involved and how you can make a contribution. With half term next week, of course, it's a wonderful chance for kids to do something. And we've told all the local schools about this, and we hope to get as many school kids involved as we possibly can. We've also got some famous names, or we hope to get involved too. And if you keep an eye on our social media next week, you might find one or two special things taking place.
What will you be doing?
That's a very good question. I'm thinking about trying to play the 25 musical instruments that I've spent my whole life failing to play. So I've got about 7 or 8 at the present time, and if I can't do that, then I'll think of something else. But it does require a little bit of creativity to come up with something. Maybe I'll spend 25 hours a day listening to Radio Jackie.
That's the time people should be listening to us too. Absolutely. Of course.
Absolutely.